Joining me in the studio here this morning, I have Aaron Olson with the Knox County Health Department. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Haven't had you in here in a while.
I know.
Got to get caught up. Things have changed.
A whole lot's changed.
Well, let's jump right into it. What's been going on?
We've had a lot going on between flu season, and we're getting ready for breast cancer awareness, and we've been just busy at the health department. Lots of changes with some new grants, old grants kind of going away, new stuff going on. So the state keeps us on our toes.
Absolutely. Now, I know you do have the flu clinic coming up. I did the story on that, the news here this morning, where you guys are doing the drive up at Hinchliffe Pearson West.
Yes, we are going there. That is one of our, we kick off every single year with doing the drive through flu clinic, and it's fun. It's easy. It's fun. You can stop by Hinchliffe Pearson West on Saturday from 7 to 10. You're going to get donuts and coffee from the staff at Hinchliffe, Pearson, and West, and then you can get your flu shot all in the same time. So it's kind of a good stop. It's fun. If you're out, you're driving around, sometimes you just don't have time to stop in, get out of your car, come
I think
inside.
I think the story put it best. You can pull in, get your coffee and donut, put your arm out, get your shot, and that was easy.
Yeah, that's literally as easy as it is. And we can take insurance, which is nice this year. We can, if you can bring your insurance, if you think it'll cover it, or and if you don't know if it'll cover it, you can pay the $30. We can give you the receipt that you can then take back and turn into your insurance and do all that.
And $30 for the regular shot, the
60 for the high dose. So $30 will be just for the regular flu shot that is given out every year. We are only seeing 18 and above at the drive-through. If you want to have your children vaccinated, you can bring them in starting Monday at the health department from 8 until 6. The high dose vaccine is recommended for anybody 65 and older. It's just a little bit of a stronger dose of the flu vaccine to protect those who are a little bit older. We recommend anybody 6 months and older come and get it, especially coming in and getting it, you know, if you have a chronic disease. If you live with somebody with asthma, you live with somebody, you know, who is pregnant or has maybe some sort of chronic disease such as, like I said, the diabetes, the heart disease, any type of illness that you need to be build up immunity to so other people don't get sick around you.
Now, in years past, there's always been discussions about the types of flu that's going to be out and about. Are they, you know, I honestly, the past couple of years, really haven't heard much about the different strains or the types of flus that everybody has to look out for. So it's just a generic flu shot, right?
It is. It's a flu shot that does change every year. They do add 3 or 4 new different viruses, you know, that they're trying, they think in a sense will be the highest this year. So it is a little bit different than last year. There's 4 strains that are included in it, and they just try to fight that. But you know what? Nobody knows exactly what strain's going to be the biggest. But the last couple of years, like you said, we haven't heard a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember back, 3 years ago, there was the big H1N1 scare.
2009.
And it was, yeah, I mean, it's been interesting when you think about it, because the past few years, you really haven't heard much about it other than get your flu shot. But there wasn't that. It was almost like the whole, Y2K scare that came out.
Yeah, in 2009. At the health department when it was H1N1. Oh my gosh, I remember that. And it was just people were lining up to get that shot. And then what was it, that year or the year after, then they had a flu shot shortage.
Right.
So we didn't have as many, and it was fun. It kept us on our toes. But now the biggest thing is we just want people to be protected. Mm-hmm. You can come to the health department Monday, 8 to 6, any day starting Monday, 8 to 6, and you can walk in and get them, or you can come through the drive-thru. It's fun. It's easy. And you know what? We don't order as many shots as we have in the past because the need is being met in every community that you go to.
Right.
You know, you've got clinics, you know, other hospitals, you've got your Walgreens, your Walmarts, your all of those who are also giving it.
And again, the flu shot doesn't say you're not going to get the flu, you're just not going to have it as severe.
Yes, it's there to lower your risks. There is still the chance that you will get it. And you know what? Some people don't understand the difference between the flus either. The flu that this vaccine is protecting you from is the respiratory. It's not your stomach flu that it's protecting you from. And no, the biggest thing is that we always have people say, well, the flu shot makes me sick. The flu shot doesn't make you sick. You probably already had a virus going in your body. This is just to keep you a little bit more protected. And, you know, if you keep yourself protected, you're less likely to miss days of work.
Right.
That's a big thing that we notice with missing days of work and kids missing days of school.
So that's the big thing that's going on right now. Push, get everybody out. It's the drive up at Hinchliffe Pearson West, and it's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday from 7 to 10.
7 to 10. So you want to pull up there, get a cup of coffee and a donut, and get a shot.
Get a shot.
All right. What else is going on?
We've got a lot of stuff going on. This upcoming month is going to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which hopefully I'll be back here in a week or two or so. We can come talk about that. We've got a lot of stuff going on with our lead poisoning prevention grant. We have a lot of staff out and about.
How are things going with that? I mean, I'm assuming you guys are involved with the city and the eradication of the lead lines that are coming into the homes. How's that all going?
It's going very well. The city works with the water portion of the lead, the lead hazard. The health department works with the environmental portion of it, which is going to be your lead paint, dust, soil. So, but we work hand in hand with the city. We're actually going to a town hall meeting tonight with the city. We're going to present on the environmental hazards of it. So I went, that's where I was all at last week, was getting testing and going to class to become a lead investigator.
Okay.
So two tests down and one more test to pass as I'm going through. But we are
I think of growing up when I was in school, we used to chew on those lead pencils all the time.
Oh, yeah. The lead pencils. And think about our houses. We had the lead paint. We had lead fuel. We had everything.
And I think we were kind of joking about it. We were twitching and saying, look how we turned out.
Yeah. Some people might contradict that as you and I are talking right now. But we're doing a lot of clearances. We, as the health department, go out when we get referred from a doctor for a child who is under the age of 6 who has a elevated blood level.
So now, environmentally speaking, as an example, environmentally speaking, are there that many cases or are there that many homes that still have lead in the homes?
Yes. Over 80% of the homes in Knox County were built prior to 1978. So we still have a lot of homes that do have it. And you don't think about it. It can be indoor jams in your windows. A lot of homes, old homes, might have wraparound or, you know, porches that have the outdoor carpet laid over it. And that carpet's been there for years and you pull it up and
lead-based paint. Yeah, but you think since the 70s, when did lead stop?
78.
Okay, so since 78, people honestly haven't painted their homes since then?
They could have painted it, but if you didn't scrape all of that paint off and you have painted over it, you have the deterioration where it starts to come up and you have the friction of people walking on it, and then you have the lead dust. And that is a big thing for the younger kids, because where are they at? They're on the floor. And then they have that hand to mouth motion where they're getting a lot of that dust in their bodies. And some of the older homes honestly haven't been painted.
Really?
And so you're looking at a lot of that still coming in, or they have the lead windows. So the lead paint's just sitting in like the window, you know, like the bottom, the base of it, to where kids can still get to that paint.
Okay.
So it's kind of, I learned a lot last week, and just going out with the inspector lately, it's been very interesting to see what's still there and what needs to be updated.
Now, this is just a general question. From that standpoint, like with the paint, are the levels that high? Will the levels be that high just from paint dust?
Yes. The levels are that high from the paint dust and the paint chips around there. When we go into the homes, we can test paint chips. Mm-hmm. We can do dust wipes to see what's there. We can test the soil. So if you see old garages, or if you're out in the country, you know, you have the old barns and you see that there's a play area of bare soil where the kids have been playing, we can take dust or soil samples there to have that sent into the state to have it tested also. I know it's a very interesting topic. You don't think about it, because we grew up with it,
right?
Everything was lead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking back to the lead, like I said, the lead pencils that we had when we were in school, but then also, you know, the mimeographic. I don't know how many times I sniffed that.
we just did a lot of stuff we weren't supposed to back in the day. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of the lead can come, a lot of it is the dust and the paint. But you also have to think about some people who do a lot of, if their hobbies are fishing, the lead sinkers, touching a lot of that with the kids. And, you know, kids can accidentally swallow stuff like that. Or if people working on a lot of old cars and you have, you know, the stuff that comes from the motors or the batteries and things like that, which can turn into play with it too.
All right. Anything else you want to get out?
Nope. Just
you'll be coming
sure
back here in a few weeks to talk about October.
I will.
So that'll be great. Is Breast Cancer Awareness?
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month coming up.
Okay. Very good. Well, Aaron, I appreciate you coming in and giving us an update, and look forward to keeping you on the calendar.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Aaron Olson give us an update from the Knox County Health Department. Coming up, the flu shot clinic that's going to be taking place this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Hinchliffe Pearson West. Stop on there. It's a drive-up clinic. You can get a cup of coffee, a donut, and stick your arm out the window and get a shot, and it's that easy. So you'll just want to get over there and get your flu shot.